This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. You know what's funny? Let me open up the show right now. There's so many important news stories in America. You know the one that got buried? Completely buried. And it's so important and it's so amazing. And it wasn't even brought up in the vice presidential debate last night. Trump announced yesterday the U.S. will have all troops out of Afghanistan by Christmas. How is that not a big campaign issue? All the liberals out there that hate war, Donald Trump's the most anti-war Republican since Ron Paul. He's like Ron and Rand Paul on the issue of war. He doesn't want our boys and girls getting killed and losing their arms and legs. And he's going to get all our troops out of Afghanistan by Christmas. How is that not a huge issue? How did Pence not bring it up last night? It's a couple things. First of all, Pence did a great job. I give him an A, maybe even an A plus, and I'm the worst. I'm the toughest grader in the world. He was fantastic. He ate, you know, the lunch for good old Kamala Harris. He destroyed her. He just destroyed her. And I knew it from the first moment of the debate. I was, you know, live tweeting the whole debate, even though it's not tweeting because it was on Twitter and it was on Parler. And my audience is much bigger on Parler. But I do it on both. And I call all the posts tweets, right? Even on Parler, it's a tweet. It's just a new word. It's kind of like calling petroleum jelly Vaseline. It's the brand name. Nothing I can do about it. So it's a tweet. So I was live tweeting. And from the first moment, there were two themes. One, he was eating her lunch. He was destroying Kamala Harris. And two, she lies like no one I've ever seen in my entire life. Isn't it amazing? Again, it's Saul Alinsky. Well, look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. They've been blaming Trump for lying, lying, lying. They're the ones who say lies because they lie about everything. And they make up, when he says something that's real, they make believe it's a lie. And Trump has never told a lie compared to last night, the lies of Kamala Harris. Trump exaggerates. He doesn't lie. Exaggerates. And he might get a fact wrong here or there. But my God, last night, Kamala Harris was the biggest example of a lying, lying, lying communist I've ever seen in my entire life. She should have a nose like Pinocchio. Wow, the lies she told. But why, you know, Pence did great. I give him an A to an A+. But he left out a couple things. Why didn't he bring up that Trump said U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan by Christmas? You do realize, do you guys get it? The mainstream media doesn't cover you. None of Trump's good stuff ever makes the media. So anything you want to announce, announce it during a debate when everyone's watching. When there were millions of people watching, you should say, Trump's getting our troops out of Afghanistan by Christmas. That would have been the perfect timing. And number two, every time they bring up white extremism, you've got to, whether you're Trump or whether you're Pence, you've got to bring up, wait a minute, there's like six white extremists in the whole America. Are you kidding me? But Black Lives Matter, it's a fact, burnt down all these cities and caused $2 billion of damage and rioted, looted, murdered. How about that poor black police captain retired, killed in St. Louis? Bring him up and ask how she feels. Is she willing to disavow the violence and the domestic terrorism of the left, including BLM and Antifa? You never did that. You didn't put her on the spot. And no one ever asked her how she feels about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Joe's younger brother's massive corruption in Ukraine and China. No one ever asked that. Ever. Ask her. Pin her down. What do you mean? You don't think there was corruption when he bragged on tape that you're going to fire the prosecutor? Or I'm going to pull $1 billion of American foreign aid? That wasn't corruption. Joe Biden said it, not me. And what do you think about the $3.5 million given to Joe Biden's son by the mayor of Moscow? Why does nobody ever pin them down? And no one ever pinned down Kamala on Kamala, darling, didn't you say during the presidential primary that Joe Biden, you believe all the women are accusing him of sexual harassment and sexual abuse and sexual assault, and that he's a terrible person and a serial assaulter of women? And now you're running on his ticket? You must have something to say. What made you change your mind to be willing to sit on his ticket? Excuse that sexual reference. Kamala's sitting on his ticket. And then the third one is, you just lose this every time. You lose when you don't bring this up. Both Trump did it, didn't do it, and Pence didn't do it. Are you guys kidding me? The Federal Reserve predicts that on October 28th, they're going to announce the quarter three economic growth, GDP. And it's going to be 34.6%, they said. The most in the history of the United States. Every time Kamala lied and said how terrible the economy is, the economy's terrible. You don't know anything about economics. How could the economy be terrible if we've got the greatest economic growth in the history of America and probably in the history of the world? Why did you bring that up? And why did you bring up, when you brought up that he's going to tax us to death, you did bring it up, Pence, great job. All the way around, you did a great job. But when you bring up that I'm just a better debater than all these people, than Trump, than Pence, than any one of them. And you didn't bring up that there's a very credible study out that says that Trump's tax plans and agenda, economic platform, economic policies will create $1.7 trillion in tax cuts over the next 10 years from the day he's reelected, whereas Biden's would increase taxes by $4.3 trillion in the next 10 years. That's the most incredible turnaround. As I said yesterday, and I remember it was the early show or the late show. I do so many shows that I can't remember what I say on each show. But when it comes to football, I've watched football my whole life, and any time a team's about to score at the one-yard line, they're about to go over, and you've already counted the points. In your mind, you're thinking, first and goal from the half-foot yard line. Wow, we're in. Wait till I see that touchdown. And then the guy fumbles. And the other team picks it up and runs it 99 yards the other way for a touchdown. Every single time that team that was going to score and didn't score and fumbled, that team loses the game almost every single time. Let's say 9 out of 10. 1 out of 10, somehow they come back and win. But 9 out of 10, their spirit is crushed by that turnaround, that 14-point turnaround. That's what I see with Biden and Trump. Trump gets elected, all of us get to keep the taxes that have already been cut, and another $1.7 trillion in tax cuts. Biden gets elected, he takes away the Trump tax cuts, sucks it out of our account, takes the money away from me, even though I earn it, and then he adds $4.3 trillion in taxes. If that isn't an advertisement for Trump, I don't know what is. That's a $6 trillion difference. That's like that 14-point difference when one team scores and the other team doesn't, when they were supposed to score. It rips the heart out. You have no chance to win after that. It just rips your heart out. And this would rip my heart out if I was taxed an extra $4.3 trillion versus a tax cut of $1.7 trillion. It would rip my heart out, rip my guts out, and I'd be like William Defoe in Platoon with my arms out like Jesus Christ in the jungle as my own friends lead me to be murdered by the Vietnamese. Et tu, Brute? That's what Biden would do to the American economy and every businessman and woman. And you should have said that in the debate, even though you were great. You don't seem to know these things. Only Wayne Root. See, again, my job is to talk 3 hours a day here on this show and another hour in the morning. So I'm talking 4 hours a day on the radio. So I have to study the internet all day long. And I study Fox News, and I study the Gateway Pundit, and I study Breitbart, and I study Zero Hedge, and I study Daily Caller, and Bongino Report, and the New York Post, and that's kind of my go-to ones, right? It used to be Drudge, but not anymore. And so I know everything going on, and I see every good report that favors Trump. But Pence is busy being VP of the country, and Trump's busy being president of the country. They don't read everything. There's no time to read everything. So I know more than these guys know. I can debate better than either one of you. Anybody could say Trump's going to cut taxes, and you guys want to raise them, you'll hurt the economy. But if you cite the statistic I just gave you, you win. It's over. So you missed a couple of key points, but you were overall, Pence, fantastic. By the way, breaking news, both presidential campaigns agree to push back the next in-person debates. I guess it's only going to be one more debate instead of one on the 15th and one on the 20-something. They both agreed to just one debate on, I think, the 22nd, I think. 20. Oh, they're adding the 29th. So there will be two more. I'm shocked there'll be two more. They must be trying to produce a much better listening device that will never get, found out on Biden's ear, on his body. Because let me tell you, they're cheating. October 22nd and October 29th. Interesting. All right, what kind of day is October 22nd? A Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? What is it? Tell me real quick. What? It's a Monday. So they're doing two debates on a Monday. Well, you know what's interesting is if my memory serves right, the Fed says they're going to release, the Labor Department, I guess it is. 2 weeks from today. What's today? Today's a Thursday. Totally confusing.
All right,
you said a Monday.
Yeah.
What made you say a Monday?
No, I was rough guessing there. My bad, but no.
I'm looking at it. The 22nd's a Thursday and 29th's a Thursday.
Yeah.
So my memory tells me that it's going to be announced the GDP is 34.6% officially on the 28th, so the last debate is the next day. And if Trump doesn't trumpet it then, I don't know what to say. Because I don't know, what did Muhammad Ali say? It ain't bragging if you can back it up. It's not bragging if you can announce to the world, I just produced 34.6% GDP. Please, Kamala, stop lying and saying I produced a terrible economy when it's the greatest economy and the greatest quarter in the history of the world. You know, we founded America in 1776. There's never been a better economy. So I don't know what else to say at this point. Please, Trump, please, Penn, say these things. Okay, more breaking news. The Seventh Circuit Court blocks Wisconsin's delayed absentee ballot deadline. That's good news. We have been on a series of court wins from the Supreme Court to federal court. We have won like 9 of the last 10 involving mail-in ballot fraud. Seventh U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Thursday blocked the Democrats' attempt to delay counting ballots received up until the 9th of November, a week after the election, a huge blow to the Democrat Party's attempts to sow doubt and confusion in the November presidential election. Look, I've had it. I'm stopping pussyfooting around. Okay, Democrats are evil, and they're looking to steal the election. And they're looking to riot and steal and loot while they're stealing the election. And if you don't believe me, then how about it's a fact now that Hillary Clinton made up Russian collusion to distract from her email scandal. There's nothing Democrats won't do to win. Nothing. There's no such thing as too evil. They have no shame. There was nothing they will not stoop low to destroy this country to gain power.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nanosilver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award winning singer Ricky Revel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks. Hi, I'm Wade Allen-Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. more proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
The lies of last night were incredible. I've never heard anyone lie like Kamala Harris last night. I mean, just, you know, you're talking about someone who would get into politics, lied on a bed with Willie Brown. She lied on her back to get into politics. And now she's a step away from being the Vice President of the United States, and that would make her a step away from being the President of the United States, because the guy above her, the guy she's lying below, that she's lying about, is Joe Biden, who's got dementia, clearly, and is old and feeble and would fall apart within the first year, maybe within the first month, maybe in the first week. Maybe he wouldn't make it through the ceremony, the inauguration ceremony. I don't know if Joe could make it. I don't know if he'd make it up the steps or make it back down the steps. So Kamala's sitting right there just waiting to be President of the United States. And she proved last night she's not ready to run my Dairy Queen. If I had a Dairy Queen, I wouldn't put, after watching last night, I wouldn't put Kamala Harris in charge of my Dairy Queen. I wouldn't put her in charge of a bodega. She isn't a smart person. She's just a liar. And she got where she got by lying and lying on her back. And that's true, man. You can't accuse me of being sexist for saying she lied on her back. Because if a guy did it, he's also the same thing. I'm not going to say the word on radio. But if a guy did it, there's no difference. It's not a sexist comment. Anybody who lies on their back and has sex in order to get a political career going, not just going, but throughout the entire beginning of her career, she got all her jobs from Willie Brown, from sleeping with married Willie Brown. What a liar. And the lies last night were just incredible. They were whoppers. She pulled her 300,000 manufacturing jobs attack from a far-left prediction. I mean, she lied about the U.S. Supreme Court. She lied about fracking. She lied about legalizing pot. She jailed 1,500 pot users. She lied about late-term abortion. She'll fund it. She lied about peaceful protests. BLM was out looting and terrorizing. Well, she was talking about them being peaceful last night. She lied about America losing 300,000 manufacturing jobs in Trump's trade war with China. Never happened. It came from a far-left prediction. There is no such thing. Trump has added trade jobs. So here's your quote. He lost the trade war. It's because of that so-called trade war with China. America lost 300,000 manufacturing jobs. Farmers have experienced bankruptcy. We're in a manufacturing recession. And Pence said, we lost the trade war. Joe Biden never fought it. Joe Biden's been a cheerleader for coming to China over the last several decades. But the numbers Kamala Harris sprouted off sounded strange. It's well documented. Trump has brought back 500,000 manufacturing jobs to America after Obama said they're gone. They're never coming back. You're dreaming if you think you're coming back. So where did she ever get this lie from? And so an economics professor on Fox Business this morning from King's College in Manhattan set the record straight. His name's Brian Bremberg. He said, I'm not surprised Kamala chose that $300,000 number. It's not a fact. It's conjecture. It's based on an estimate from Moody's. Moody's is the guy that's saying Joe Biden's tax and spending plan is going to create 7 million more jobs than the Trump plan. They're the ones who say in 2016, if Trump was elected, we'd see a massive recession, massive spike in unemployment. They're always wrong. Just a little bit biased. In fact, it was China that lost all their manufacturing jobs in the Trump trade agreement. It was devastating for China and a massive win for America. Even the far-left factcheck.org reported Harris falsely claimed Trump's China war cost 300,000 manufacturing jobs. The U.S. gained 146 manufacturing jobs during the first 18 months after the tariffs took effect. One of the biggest lies of all time. Credible. And before I get to Kamala Harris's other lies, just so you know, I tweeted out that, she was crushed in the debate. And the Telemundo put out a Twitter poll following the VP debate, and Kamala lost to Mike Pence 74-26. 74-26. And here's how you know Biden's in trouble. Two things. If you believe the polls, and Biden was up by 14 points, 16 points, 12 points, 10 points. All of a sudden, all these polls are coming out at once. And they're all saying Biden's winning big. And all these stories are coming out. Trump's insane. Nancy Pelosi's going to invoke the 25th Amendment. Oh, my God. And Trump, he did this. And Trump, he did that. Oh, my God. It's outrageous. Don't you understand the media is hysterical because Trump's winning. Trump's winning. Don't you see it? If Biden was winning by 14, he'd cancel both debates. There's no need to debate. He's got to come from behind. He'd never agree to a debate. If Biden was winning, he wouldn't be in Nevada tomorrow. He's coming to Las Vegas tomorrow. Joe Biden, the man who hides in his basement with an oxygen machine. Joe Biden, who can't travel, has to bring a traveling teleprompter everywhere he goes. Joe Biden doesn't want to fly from the basement in Delaware to Las Vegas. He's only flying in this late in the game because even Nevada's in play. If Nevada wasn't in play, if he was winning big, he wouldn't be coming to Nevada. Do you understand what's going on? The reason that Pence was here today in Boulder City was because Nevada's in play. And they think they're going to win it. Well, Biden's here because Nevada's in play and he's worried he's going to lose it. If he's losing in Nevada, he's losing everywhere. That's why he needs two more debates.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
The
popularity of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett continues to rise. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Support for Judge Amy Coney Barrett spiked over the last 2 weeks, with nearly half of voters now supporting her confirmation to the Supreme Court as Democrats prepare to oppose her confirmation. A new Morning Consult political poll shows 46% of voters say the Senate should confirm Barrett. Meanwhile, the number of voters who say the Senate should reject Barrett's nomination dropped 3 points to 31%. Republican Senator Ron Johnson tested positive for COVID-19, although he insists he'll be there to vote for Judge Barrett, even if it means putting on a moon suit.
She's a wonderful person, a wonderful woman, mom, and a great judge. She needs to be confirmed, and confirmed expeditiously.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We'll be right back.
Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, but I do want to say real quick again, I want to stress, Biden and the Democrats are so vicious, there's nothing dirty they wouldn't do to win an election, right? They never play fair. They don't know what fair means. So if Biden's really up by 14 points, 16 points, 12 points, 10 points, as all the recent polls that are all fraud and oversampling Democrats, as they all show, if he's really up by double digits, why would he agree today to do two more debates? He has everything to lose, nothing to gain. Play out the clock and don't do another debate. You don't need one. You're up by 14. He's not up by 14. He's not up at all. He's desperate and he's losing. That's clear. They would have never agreed to two more debates with a man with dementia if they were up by 14. You just play out the clock. All right, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, and you know the way the world's economies are going, it's going to be trillions more over the next year, and the next year, and the next year, and the next year, drastically diluting your buying power and your future standard of living. You got only one choice. You got to protect and preserve your future savings and your standard of living and your retirement and your children's future. And how do you do that with precious metals? You got to buy gold. You got to buy silver. You got to buy coins. And you also got to take a portion of your IRA or 401k and put it into precious metals. Otherwise, you could have a retirement of zero. You're not going to have enough money to live in retirement. This is not an investment. Gold and silver and precious metals are an insurance policy just in case things go bad. If you lose everything else, they're going to skyrocket and you make up for it, right? That's the theory, and it's worked so well for thousands of years. Only for Wayne on the Root listeners, Cornerstone, if you're going to take a portion of your IRA or your 401k and put it into a precious metals IRA, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you get to open up a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Call them now, toll free, 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Speak to Terry. He is the owner of Cornerstone, Terry Saka. Great friend of the show, great guy. Call Terry at 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Tell him you're a fan of the Wayne on the Root Show. He will give you the best deal in the world. 888-8-GOLD-NOW, CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. And with that, guess who we've got as our guest? Terry Saka, chief strategist and founder of Cornerstone Asset Metals. He's a qualified tangible assets expert, and he's a great guy, and he's going to give us some good education and empowerment today. Terry Saka, you're on with Wayne on the Root. How are you?
Oh, Wayne, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
I love your little acronym there with WAR, Wayne on the Root. I just love that. Not just because I'm ex-Army, but I just love it because, in the Army, I got a thing in Hebrew. It says last day warrior, and it's just about those of us that so care about the patriot nature of America and the spirit nature of where we're fighting. And I just love that. I just love that you have a great set for where we're going. I mean, war is what we're in.
We are in a war. And I don't know if you heard what I said at the beginning of this segment, but let's talk about it again. So today, moments ago, Trump and Biden campaigns agreed, or their camps agreed, to two more debates. They moved one up from the 15th to the 22nd, and then another one on the 29th. I figured they'd agree to one more and then move it back a week. Just one more. They agreed to two more. Now, do you think if Biden was up by 14 or 16, as polls are saying, it's over. There's no need to even have any more debates, run out the clock, and yet they agreed to two more. Doesn't that make you realize that Trump's the one in the lead and they're desperate?
Well, yeah, they're desperate because they're hoping Trump will come out aggressive and maybe make a mistake and maybe offend the soccer mom or someone that's not paying attention. But at the end of the day, we should be realizing what the socialism, what the anarchy of the Constitution is when he's talking about taxes and he's talking about going after everything that he is, that is what is American. So, yeah, they're afraid because they want Trump to make that mistake. They want Trump to overreact. But I think Trump's a lot smarter than that. So I definitely think they're afraid.
All right, let's talk a little bit about gold and silver and the public debt and how that plays into it. First of all, let me just ask you, look, we know that any time in history that there's massive public debt, national debt, deficit, that we're spending more than we make. That's good news for gold and silver and precious metals, right?
Oh, it's great news, but it's really bad news for we the people, because price of goods and services are going to continue to rise. And who's kidding who? Food, clothing, everything's getting more expensive. But they are going so absolutely parabolic in the multi-trillions. And I don't think we can grasp what a trillion is, but they're going so parabolic in the trillions of printing and bailout globally. It's not just the United States, that we are going to see epic prices in gold and silver. It's, and it's not too far off in the future, but it's just merely a hedge to protect against the loss of the buying and purchasing power that the paper currency note you're holding has.
And the deal is, if the public debt, the projection is going to increase much higher, higher than even World War II, how do you protect your standard of living if that's the case?
Well, and that's what's fascinating. You know, in World War II, we were downright almost bankrupt. We gave away most of our gold to go and fight the war, and then here we were. And the only way, I mean, if you go back to Gone with the Wind in the movie, when she reaches into her dress and she pulls out a handful of gold, she goes, oh, my gosh, here they were rich, the currency goes to zero, and now they're done. And she goes, oh, my gosh, we have a handful of gold, we can do something. Now, granted, she had the little lover Rex to help her, but it was the gold in her hand that gave her the ability to start the new wood business she started. That's a very similar attribute, because we have burned out this cycle of our currency note, and we're getting ready to go into a new system soon, my guess 2-3 years, and the only way to protect against that are tangible assets, and the most liquid would be that of gold and silver.
And how does this impact our decision for president? In other words, if Biden wins, how does that affect precious metals and gold and the debt? If Trump wins, how does it affect precious metals and gold and the debt?
Well, it goes two ways, because if Biden wins, you better get into gold and silver, because they're going to destroy the economy quicker. What? Because their policies do not benefit we the people. They benefit, you know, global corporates, and they say they'll create jobs, but they'll be government type of facility jobs. Trump, on the other hand, will be creating entrepreneurial opportunities. He'll be creating an explosive economy with all this printed currency. And we will so benefit from that. But in the benefiting of the printing, as Trump goes in with his policies that benefits all of us, we the people, what ends up happening, though, it creates inflation, is why here we are benefiting from the economy booming, but at the same time, gold and silver are going to explode. And I couldn't even tell you the numbers where gold and silver are going, because you probably wouldn't believe me.
Well, I believe you. Let's hear your estimates. I want to hear what Terry Saka of Cornerstone Asset Metals, where you think gold and silver could possibly be going. Give me kind of a low number. Give me kind of a high number.
I'll give you a low number on gold. If you just put the bull markets together from the last one, you know, in the 70s, 80s, and then now, we're looking at a minimum of 10,000 to 11,000 in gold. Silver will not be surprising to see anywhere between $300 and $500 an ounce. And it has nothing to do with gold and silver. It has everything to do with the fact that the global currencies are going to go through this devaluation, and they're going to try to bring them all into a joint effort to a global system of digital currency. But I won't be surprised to see silver at $300 to $500 an ounce within the next few years because of what they're doing. And it's not me. This is the people in the industry. These are people that are paying attention to what's going on in the finances and the banking system. It has nothing to do with anything more than that. But the best part is we can still have those prices, and all we the people benefit under the Trump administration, because entrepreneurialism would explode at the same time. So it's kind of a dual mandate at that point.
And tell me why this is a great time to invest in precious metals. Is it just related to national debt, or are there other factors too?
Well, it's definitely other factors, but the biggest one is because the timing of it has been so manipulated, and the manipulation is ending, and it gets deeper. We don't have enough time probably to go into it, but the manipulation is so heavy in the gold and silver market. They've actually had RICO charges and other traders in the big banks being prosecuted for manipulating gold and silver prices. They're going after the manipulation, and this is the best time because these prices are so cheap compared to what's coming. Because the manipulation is ending, because the global pressure to own the physical is so unbelievable, they're actually probably going to have a run on the system for gold and silver. And unfortunately, that'll make a problem for the supply chain. But if anything, that puts those who do it now, they will benefit from that.
Have you seen what I've seen? I mean, there's rallies all over America, and they're all for Trump. Biden had a rally today in Arizona. Nobody showed up. Biden's wife tried to put together some sort of a car parade in Vegas, and I heard there were less than 10 cars. Wayne Root, the guy you're talking to, me, put together a Trump car parade last Wednesday, and over 1,000 cars and about 4,000 people showed up. And all over America, it's the same thing, whether it's a boat parade, whether it's a walking parade, whether it's a car parade. Thousands come out for Trump in little cities, and nobody comes out for Biden. And then my buddies who are in RVs driving around the country, you know, some of my listeners are like a little older, they're retired, they're driving around their RVs, and they still listen to my radio show in their RV, and they keep sending me emails saying, Wayne, we just drove 5,000 miles round trip all across America, and there's no Biden signs, only Trump signs. Have you seen that where you are in Montana, Terry?
Oh, it's unbelievable, absolutely, and it's all around us. And that's why I think the whole thing's a farce. The media is trying to ramrod us, but at the end of the day, I think this is not only overwhelming for Trump, but I think it's overwhelming for the Senate, for the Congress, and then the mandate comes in where we can then set this country straight back onto a compass of greatness, constitutional greatness, and not something that fades into social communist, which they're going to take us, and everybody knows that.
Terry Sacca of Cornerstone Asset Metals, just in case, you better buy an insurance policy, better buy some gold, better buy some silver. And by the way, even if Trump wins, he'll do a great job the next 4 years, but he's still going to spend like crazy. Look at Trump's personal life. He's rich, but he spends like crazy. He's got massive debt. So the debt's never going away. Good news for gold and silver, no matter what. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Call Terry Sacca, Cornerstone Asset Metals, 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Thank you, Terry. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that God has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, I want to read you my latest tweet. And again, I repeat, I use tweet to mean post. It's what people understand, so I say it. But I'm really doing it for Parler. Parler is the greatest. So there's a new story out that shows, with a photo, Joe Biden's campaign event in Arizona today, his rally, and there are eight people, eight in circles. 14-point lead, I put. Biden can't get 14 people at his rallies. Oh, my God, who do you think you're fooling with your fake polls? 14 people at a rally, he can't get it, he's got eight. It's impossible to believe anyone can get eight people at a rally. And Trump could get 20,000. Most of these venues only fit 5 or 10, and everybody else waits outside. There's no way he's losing. I said the same thing in 2018. And people looked at me, and they made funny faces. And they said, what's 16? I don't know what you just said 16 for. 18 what? Oh, all right. You needed to correct me on that? Chris, you're killing me. You're killing me. All right, 2016, not 2018. In 2016, everyone looked at me like I was crazy. Like, so what? He gets 10,000 crazy people at an event. That doesn't mean he's going to win the election. Yes, it does. Nobody showed up at Hillary rallies. But nobody for Hillary met 2,000 people versus 20,000 for Trump. There's actually eight people this morning at a rally. I assume it's in Phoenix. Let's see. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris stopped in Arizona on Thursday, the day after Mike Pence wiped the floor with the Democrat candidate. It was another big day for Biden-Harris. Eight people in attendance to see Biden and Harris. We've never seen such a lackluster campaign in the history of politics in the United States of America. And then another one, a tweet by Nicole Valdez. Kamala Harris is now addressing a group of 20 early voters outside the Carpenters local union. If Trump showed up tomorrow, unannounced, forget about announced, unannounced, within a matter of minutes, there'd be a crowd of thousands on the Vegas Strip. And Kamala Harris is addressing 20 people. And you think they're going to win? Get out of here. And Trump, I knew he was too smart to let them steal the election. And army for Trump of operation, an army for Trump operation prepares to watch polls ahead of the election. In key battleground states, Republicans are gearing up to send thousands of volunteers to early voting sites and drop boxes where ballots will be deposited ahead of Election Day. The effort's part of a movement to back President Trump's concerns about elections being compromised by widespread voter fraud. And this is what's so brilliant. Do you notice the wording? This army that's going to be protecting the ballot box and watching for voter fraud is only, they mention, in battleground states. There's no need to send them to California or New York. You're going to it doesn't matter if you lose a state by 1 or 100 million. You lose. He's never going to win New York or California or Oregon or Washington. You don't need to send anybody to those states. You don't need anybody to Illinois. You're not going to win it. Maryland. You can't win it. Rhode Island. You can't win it. Massachusetts. You can't win it. So let them do what they want to do in those states, and maybe you'll pull off a miracle win in one or two. You never know. But for the most part, only send this army to the states where you have a chance to win. Pennsylvania, Florida, Wisconsin. GOP poll watchers will be looking for irregularities with mail-in ballots. I think it's a great idea. The mission of the volunteer campaign is to collect photos and videos that support the president's concerns about voter fraud to be used as evidence in potential legal disputes that could take place following November 3rd. And by the way, I'm going to go out on a limb again. I'm sure I'll sound stupid. I'm sure that it's possible I'll look stupid. But I don't believe there's going to be a gigantic issue. I think there's a chance. That's why I was the first guy to say, jam through Amy Coney Barrett. You're going to need that vote in the Supreme Court. There's no question. There's a chance you're going to need it, but I would guess 70-30, 30% chance you'll need it to fight voter fraud and win the election, 70% chance, I believe, that Trump wins on election night. You're going to hear election night, they're going to bring in the numbers, and even the mail-in ballots won't make a difference. This is going to be so overwhelming for Trump with average everyday Americans. So here's a note, Kamala Harris's top five lies from last night's debate. The great fracking flip-flop. Joe Biden took a pro-fracking stance in Pennsylvania recently. I'm not banning fracking. Let me say that again. I'm not banning fracking. No matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me. But all you have to do is listen to Biden, who claimed during the Democrat debates there'd be no more fracking if you were elected president. Harris also decided to double down on a recent flip-flop on fracking. Last night, perhaps realizing the unpopularity of opposing it, Joe Biden will not ban fracking. This is a fact, she said. VP Pence came back. This is where he came back with a good answer. Look, Senator Harris, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. You yourself said on multiple occasions when you were running for president, you would ban fracking. One of those previous occasions was during a presidential town hall where Harris said there's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Number two lie, Honest Abe, Dishonest Kamala. She invented history to argue against confirming Amy Coney Barrett. You want to talk about packing the court? Let's have a discussion. Abraham Lincoln up for re-election. There was a Supreme Court seat, 27 days to go. Lincoln decided to wait till the election. In reality, Lincoln didn't send the nominee in October 1864 to the Senate because the Senate was out of session until December. He sent the nominee to the Senate during the second day of the new session. It was confirmed the same day. She lied about Charlottesville. Trump never said anything about neo-Nazis being fine people. And she lied about the Biden tax plan because, of course, he says he's going to repeal the entire Trump tax cuts. And those tax cuts went to everyone in America, including the middle class. So Trump, Biden is going to raise taxes for everyone. Lie, lie, lie. But there were many more lies. I'll get to them when we get back. Those are five listed in the column. I got many more that I caught Kamala in. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.